The interest in machine learning has shown no signs of stopping as the search trends in 2019 quadrupled that of 2018. Machine learning has been a boon to the world as it has enabled us to teach machines certain tasks that increase our benefits for half the work that we used to do. It has benefited the IoT, IT, automation sectors in huge ways and will not stop as more companies are becoming aware of machine learning and want to incorporate it into their businesses. Hi everyone, this is Akash bringing all of you yet another podcast by EduRekha, your one-stop solution to all the latest trending technologies. Now, for all those of you who do not know what machine learning is, it is in simple terms, teaching your computer about something. It could be to differentiate between a dog and a cat, or differentiate fruits, or it could be to diagnose cancer in patients. It could be to create a chatbot that helps somebody in depression. It could be to teach your computer to read. And all of this has been made possible just because of machine learning. Now, what is machine learning formally? Well, machine learning is the process of creating models which can perform a certain task without the need of a human explicitly programming it to do something. It's as simple as that, but still not as simple because it's just not definitions. It involves statistics, it involves probability, it involves algorithm building and much more. But I'm not here for that today. I'm here to talk about machine learning in 2020. So machine learning in 2019 has been fascinating and we are ending this decade on a very strong note. Machine learning has made a lot of advancements in the fields of big data, IoT and the IT sectors. So let's talk about the trends of machine learning in 2019 firstly and then what we can expect from machine learning in 2020. Firstly, there has been a new concept introduced called as data forgetting. It simply means to delete data that is not at all needed by the machine anymore. But why? Well, data is ever growing and does not look like it's going to be stopping anyway. So why store data that is no longer needed? Unnecessary data can now be deleted using machine learning. So what's the result of all of this? You get better efficiency of your machines. Nextly, Google has come up with something called as AutoML. It is still in the beta stage and has a long way to go, but to put it into my perspective, it is amazing. It allows users who run a business, may it be big or small, to create a machine learning model that is specific to their business. Yes, you heard that right. Specific to their business. It provides a graphical user interface to the users and they just need to know the basics of coding and there you go. You now have integrated a machine learning model for your business. It was as simple as that. Nextly, machine learning has always been making IoT better and better. From 9 billion devices connected, it is estimated that there are going to be 64 billion devices by the year 2025. What about the data from these devices? It is humongous. Machine learning has helped in breaking down this data and taking informed decisions. Nextly, Tesla has unveiled a prototype car that can drive by itself. Yes, you heard that right. This car was unveiled during a conference held early in the year and drove around the city for probably 7 kilometers with passengers inside, and it drove brilliantly. Of course, we are not ready yet, but this seems like we are very, very close to that reality. So, those were some of the coolest things that happened in the year. Moving to 2020, let's see some of the trends that seem possible in the coming year. Machine learning as a service seems like the top talk of the town today. Top players such as Google and Amazon are going to be the leaders in this as they aim at providing full-fledged machine learning models that can be integrated with the help of a few clicks. Yes, you heard that right. Integrating a full-fledged machine learning model into your system. So, as I spoke earlier of AutoML, which was in the beta stage, it looks like it'll be launching officially in 2020. Moving on, NPU or Neural Processing Units are processors which will work on neural networks that will help enhance better performance of the CPU and GPU for mobiles and cameras. ARM has unveiled a new architecture called as the Cortex-A77, which uses machine learning to learn how users use their device and tune itself to perform better to provide the most optimal performance. Machine learning will also be used to continuously fine-tune the IoT devices in the edge and providing optimal computing power to these devices. Nextly, AI security has also been in the talks, as the security has been aimed to become better by building AI that can learn attack patterns and various other ways by which users can have their systems at risk. So now that we have understood all the latest trends that seem possible, let's move ahead to some of the job trends. Machine learning is money, quite literally. Let's just talk about few of the roles that you can pursue your career with using machine learning. Firstly, a machine learning engineer is somebody who learns experiments, makes custom machine learning models, analyzes data obtained, and keeps it flowing efficiently. Nextly, coming to data scientists, they find patterns in data, what is important and what is not, clean it down, and then apply models to the data and visualize the outcome to derive results from it. They play an important role in finding patterns and ideas that could better profit the organization. We also have AI engineers who make improvements to the machine learning models, code for pattern recognition and pattern matching, data mining, ensuring that the AI works the way it was programmed to. And there are much more jobs that revolve around big data, machine learning, artificial intelligence, deep learning. So this just gives you a clear idea of why the interest in machine learning has kept growing and has even surpassed the interest of artificial intelligence, according to the Google Trends from the year 2016 to the current date. An average machine learning engineer earns up to $146,000 in a year. And it seems to only increase even more, as there is an estimation of 2.3 million jobs being created in the year 2020. Now is the perfect time to get started and achieve your goals if you want to pursue a career in machine learning. That is all I have for you guys. Take care. Bye.